Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Thousands of protesters, maybe tens of thousands, on both sides are planning to demonstrate outside the Target Center in downtown Minneapolis later today, as President Trump will be holding a campaign rally there this evening. Now, voters in Minnesota have not chosen a Republican president since 1972, but Trump campaign communications chief Tim Murtaugh says,
"We don't look at states as whether or not they're red or blue. We look at them as Trump states, and we think that Minnesota is without question a Trump state."
Okay.
Ellen DeGeneres is now getting even more condemnation, in some cases from other celebrities, after she defended her friendship with former President George W. Bush, after the two were seen sitting together at Sunday's Dallas Cowboys-Green Bay Packers game. DeGeneres said on her talk show, she treats everyone with kindness, even if they have different opinions from hers. Avengers star Mark Ruffalo tweeting on Wednesday, "Until Bush is brought to justice for the crimes of the Iraq War, quote, we can't even begin to talk about kindness." And actress Susan Sarandon said, "It's not just a matter of hanging out with someone with different opinions, but someone accused of being a war criminal." And thanks to a Howie Kendrick grand slam in the top of the 10th inning last night, the Washington Nationals, and not the Dodgers, will be joining the St. Louis Cardinals in the National League Championship Series on Friday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
We also have...
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Are you ready? A Pure Component linking spirit and science is a show about life, health, fitness, wellness, mystery, and we have great giveaways. I'm your host, Tori Val Spirit, and our guests are experts, practitioners, and life-minded people who are interested in more than just going through the motions. You will learn to manifest good health and have self-empowerment. We also have special shows where we flush the format. They are Hypno Roundtable, Something Witchy Come My Way, You'll Tide Blessings, and It's a Miracle. Also see us live on Facebook.com/ A Pure Component. That's www.facebook.com/ APUREcomponent. You're listening to Chamber Radio.
Hello, good morning, everyone. I'm Tori Val Spirit, and you're listening to A Pure Component, where we're linking spirit and science. Today we have a wonderful guest, Pam Hunter, and she's going to be talking about the spirit of a horse, amongst other things. But before we start, I just wanted to tell you about the weather. So the weather today is 80, I'm sorry, is, yeah, we wish it was 80. It's 58 degrees, and it is overcast. The humidity is at 62%. It should be a fairly nice day today, so let's enjoy it. We're going to go to commercial, and when we come back, we're going to be doing Tori's story.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, we're back, and we're going to be talking about the spirit of the horse today, and it's so appropriate because today is actually National Health Day, National Mental Health Day, and it's actually throughout the world. Sometimes we have days that we practice here or celebrate here in America, but it's not throughout the world, but it is National Mental Health Day throughout the whole world. So we're going to be talking about the spirit of a horse, but you know, just any animal that we have actually is great for our mental health. Animals do so much for us. I know one of the things that happens, and my husband thinks it's totally strange, but he's gotten used to it. I have a cat, and my cat likes to live in our attic. It's a finished attic. She's not up there by herself, but she loves to stay there, and she's not very friendly. The only person in the house she likes is me. And when I'm coming home, if I'm about a half mile, maybe a quarter mile away, my husband says that the cat starts walking down the steps, and he thinks it's really odd, and then she goes to the door, and I usually enter in the back door in the kitchen, so she goes to the back door and sits there and waits for me, and he always says, that's so odd, how does she know that you're coming home? And that's the only time she pays no attention to him at all, and that's the only time he gets to see her. And you know, and I always say cats are so intuitive. And a lot of our animals are so connected to us, but cats themselves are very intuitive. They tend to really know what we're doing. And the only animal that I can think of that's more intuitive than a cat is a horse. I think horses are very connected to their riders. They're very connected to the people who are around them. And they're very aware of energy and how energy works. So I'd like to introduce our guest today, which is Pam Hunter. Pam Hunter, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thank you for having me, Tori.
Hi, Pam. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Tori, for having me. I'm very excited to be here. My background actually is not in horses. It was on Wall Street. I was a money manager, and I managed investment teams. And so it was a big transition for me to reconnect with horses back around 2010. And I started to study. I became very curious and began to study about horses and found this work, which is coaching in relationship with horses and partnership with horses.
Right. So you do coaching in relationship with horses. So what type of clientele would you have for that?
Really, all clients, from individuals who are maybe a little bit in searching mode. There's something missing in their life, and they're looking for coaching, and they want to, instead of taking a traditional route, they want to do something with horses. It's becoming a little more popular, not so much on the East Coast, but it's very popular in the Western states. And horses actually can accelerate the impacts of coaching, because they're so intuitive.
So can you tell us a little bit about, or just one way or an example of how a horse can accelerate the coaching?
Sure. It actually minimizes my role. Horses, because they are acoustical, in other words, they have a tremendous sensory awareness of everything in and around them. As prey animals, horses have to be alert at all times, so they're constantly scanning their environment, and they're not alerting other horses or anything in the environment through their voice because they can't speak, and they certainly don't speak English. So they're using their body awareness, they're using the electromagnetic field to sense what's in the environment, and that's what keeps them safe.
Yes, and I understand that. I love horses, so I ride myself, and I really enjoy it. I actually had gone riding with a friend, and it was just trails, and it was here in New Jersey. And the thing is that the people, for some reason, didn't have our reservation, and they booked all their horses except for two of their wild horses. So my girlfriend is actually a very, she's an excellent rider. She rides all the time. She does competitions. So she said, I think I can handle that. And then I thought, okay, if you give me the least crazy one of the two, maybe it would be good for me. I'll try it. Might as well. We're all the way out here. So I did. And when I tried it, his name was Travis. Oh my God, what a beautiful horse. He had such a great heart. But, I noticed that because I was calm, he was calm as well. And I think that they just thought that I was just more of an expert than I was because I could handle a horse. But I was sure that it was really just, because he was so intuitive and he understood and felt my calmness, he was able to be calm. And we had such a great ride that day. As a matter of fact, I said to myself, wow, I wish I could buy him.
Oh, I know. They're so easy to fall in love with.
They are. So can you tell us, when someone comes to you and they want to use horses in coaching, what's the steps? Like what tends to happen first? What's the first thing? And how would someone even think about doing that?
If somebody is looking at traditional coaching, if they're cognitively healthy, and they're looking to maybe improve their life. So it's not necessarily for people that have deep trauma. Horses are really valuable in that work, but you really need to be a licensed therapist in case the trauma really arises in a way that needs professional intervention. But for someone who's just trying to improve their life, also for corporations, this is fantastic for leadership development and team building, mm-hmm. and just want to make things better or figure out maybe a different path. They would come to me, and I do many, many different tricks I have in my toolbox that I use. And depending on the client, oftentimes I have them spend time with the horses. I don't give them any information about who the horses are. I don't give them information about their gender, their age, even their coloring, because some people might not know how to describe horses' coloring. And I let them just sit and resonate with each individual horse for a few minutes and see what viscerally they respond to. So it could be something like they just fall in love with a horse. It reminds them of a pony that they had when they were young. It could be that there's something in the horse's energy that they don't like, right? That's bringing something up for them. And then we decide which horse or horses. Sometimes we'll use one or two or even more horses if necessary to get them to the state that they want to be in.
Oh, wow, that's so interesting. So basically you give them a choice so they don't just get a horse from you and you don't say, oh, okay, now we're going to work with this horse. You actually give them a choice so that they can feel comfortable right from the beginning.
Well, also it provides me with huge clues about the horse that they should be working with. So yes, they do have a choice, but how they respond to each individual is quite interesting, and I can tell you almost every time uniformly they choose the horse that is going to give them the best teaching.
Wow, that's so excellent. And I guess that has to do with the horse being intuitive also, and then the person using their own intuition or whatever word they want to use. Like guys would say, I felt it in my gut.
Yes.
It's all the same to me.
Right.
But we're going to break for commercial, and when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Pam Hunter.
Hi, I help students gain admission to colleges that are a great academic, social, and financial fit, where they will be successful, happy, and graduate on time with minimal debt. Email Diana at creativecollegeconsulting.com for a free consultation.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located at the historic Large House, 119 Main Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hello, we're back with Pam Hunter, and we're talking about the spirit of a horse. So can you tell us a little bit about your experience with horses?
Absolutely. I was madly in love with horses as a child, and I kept begging my parents to buy me one. Of course, you know, living in the suburbs, that's not quite possible. But I did spend time with them when I was young, and I rode, and I did all of that fun stuff. But even back then, I really just liked being with a horse more than doing anything with him or her or asking them to do anything. And when I re-entered back in 2010, I started going to a farm in Ocean County, New Jersey, in the Jackson area. It was a friend of a friend, as everything always happens, a friend of a friend of a friend. And I learned to work with horses in a new way. And that's when I really started to explore, because I wasn't riding anymore, and I just started to connect with them. And I was fascinated because I was never really taught to connect with horses. I just, you know, went to a stable. Somebody either handed me a horse or I tacked them up and I got on them. But there wasn't really a relationship. I enjoyed them. So learning about horses in a new way and how they really want to be around humans, because humans do very rapidly become part of their herd, especially if horses aren't in a large herd. But even then, they really do love humans, and I think they're just so willing to help.
Right, yes, and horses always want to have some type of a companion. So I know even if you can have a horse, you shouldn't. Mm-hmm. You should have at least two, or a pony or something else.
Or a little goat.
Yeah, a little goat, some type of a companion so that the horse isn't lonely, because they do love to be among other animals or people, and they do tend to become very attached to the people that they're with, so it is like a family member.
Yeah, and it keeps them safe, right? Because in the wild, they, as prey animals, they rely on their herd. So without a herd, even if it's a one member herd or a little kitty cat or a dog, a goat, whatever it is, they really can become quite stressed.
Right, yes. Oh, and I never even thought of that. You said a little kitty cat, so a dog or a cat would also be fine too.
That's why, well, they have barn cats to help keep down the mice population,
right,
the mouse population, but they oftentimes spend a lot of times with their horses.
Well, that's so good to know. I didn't realize that, but I do notice that most people that I know who have horses have dogs. So I always think that dog people are horse people and vice versa, but I guess it's also the companionship too. It works both ways, particularly if you have to leave your place and you're not with that horse the whole time. So what is your take on horses being able to roam free versus people who just leave them in their space?
I think it's a personal choice. My horses are all kept in a large herd. Mm-hmm. So it's a rather large property, and they are confined in a pasture, because we do, we can't have horses loose here in New Jersey. But it's interesting to watch them. You can really replicate their natural environment as to the extent possible, understanding that they are truly captive animals. But you can really watch them interact and see who they are. Not what they are, but who they are. And they truly do have individual personalities. But I'm glad that people do have horses, and we do have to keep them captive. But they can have long lives. We have one of our horses is 34, and he's loose. He's the mayor of the property, and he just walks around all day long. He can go visit his friends, and he's living truly a natural life.
Right, so I understand, yeah. So people who have horses actually do tend to live longer as in other animals. Can you tell us a little bit more about the other modalities that you practice when you're helping people?
Sure. I actually have a background in health coaching. I did the Institute for Integrative Nutrition program as well as their advanced program. So I do some health coaching. We're actually working on a workshop with another health coach who does that professionally to be able to bring in the new year. And then many modalities of coaching. I actually do not restrict myself to one target market, if you will. If someone has expertise in an area, I bring them in to partner with me.
Right.
Because it's much more fun to work with other people than alone as well.
Yes, and you know, for me, myself too, I'm a hypnotist, so I'm a clinical hypnotist, so I do hypnosis on people to help them with various degrees of problems and ailments. So I'm also certified medical support, so I work with them with their doctors. If it's sports related, I work with their coaches, and I find that when you do something like that and you have a team, it's always better, you know, because people get to really have a wholeness of healing. So the healing itself is complete, where when you just go to one person, if that person is just really working on one portion of it, you don't get the whole complete healing.
Oh, that's so true. Yeah, absolutely.
So what is your age group?
I work with teenagers, 16 and up. I work with youth that's between 10 and 15. Again, I bring in some experts, subject matter experts, into those workshops as well, and individual sessions if necessary. And then I'm actually working on holding a Wise Women workshop for women who are over 55, who have different sorts of issues that they would like to address. And actually, some of my clients have come to me and said, please do this. And it's really their idea. So I'm going to grab them and get them involved in helping me organize it.
Oh, yeah. I think that's excellent.
Yeah.
Because I do have people in that age group. And a lot of things that are happening is that it's like a new phase in their
mm-hmm.
life.
Absolutely.
You know, either they're changing careers. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, there are people who are getting divorced, but they've been married for so long, so they don't really know where
yeah.
to start.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just all of that it's like a new stepping ground now, so that's something that's needed. So I'm glad you're doing that.
Yes.
And when do you think you would be starting that?
That probably will be in the spring, although I may do a one-day workshop over the winter. We have an indoor arena, so weather is really not a problem. And then we also do a Wild Women weekend, and that's kind of for women of all ages. And we did that, I think, it was the beginning of June, and we had women from 22 to 73.
Oh, nice.
It was a great group.
So tell us about the Wild Women. So what, you know, what does that mean? Is that an acronym, or is that just the name of?
No, I just, because I think we all have some wildness in us, and life has kind of taken over, right? We're fit into these little boxes and these roles of who we have to be. And we all loved, when I think back when we were children, we all loved coloring. We loved singing. We didn't have really a filter, right? We didn't learn yet, oh, you can't sing. Don't quit your day job. Or, oh, you know,
right.
you can't
yeah.
dance. Or that people are watching you, or what you look like and your clothes you're wearing. So I wanted to create something to allow women to kind of get out of their box and back into that sense of freedom. So we had it's singing, it's dancing. We actually had a dance therapist there. She's from Hawaii, and she was doing hula and elements dancing and art. We had an artist there leading art projects. So it was just, it was massive fun. Everybody just had a great time. In fact, we're going to have a reunion out here of the ladies that attended that. Just because
so
it's
cool.
fun. So I said, let's just come for one day, get together, and let's have fun. It's no cost, just, you know, so we can all reconnect.
Yeah, that sounds like it's so cool. So basically you have a bunch of different things that anybody and everybody can just join in. So when you're doing the art portion, for example, you're not looking for artists to come in, but if you're an artist, you're welcome. But if you're not, you're welcome as well.
They led. Actually, it's a friend of mine. She actually runs a company called Healing with Horses, and Ginger Krantz is her name. And so she came and led the exercise, and they were out in a paddock with the horses. Okay. They were singing with the horses. They were meditating with the horses. So the horses are, again, part of that relationship. So it's the client, it's me, or whoever the coach happens to be, and it's the horse. It's a true triad.
Wow, that's so cool. So do you incorporate the horses in every modality that you do?
Yes.
You do. So the horses are always part of it. How many horses do you have?
On the property, the horses that we use, we have 16.
16.
I personally have 6.
Right, so there are 16 horses that can be used for this modality. Mm-hmm. So that's excellent. Yeah. So do you also give riding lessons or anything like that?
No, I no longer ride. Okay. I have a knee issue, and I just don't want to. I don't want to tempt fate. But I really just, I'm with them all the time. I just will be out sitting out in the pasture with them and interacting with them. We actually do a meditation on every other Sunday. It's called Cathedral of the Horse, and everybody just comes into the paddock. The horses are at liberty. We have a couple of horse handlers there, and it's, you know, it's just great. It's great for the horses as well.
Right.
They love it. They just love it, and it's good for them to interact with the horse, with the people, and the people to interact with the horses. So we just have a kind of a fun morning.
Right. So you have 16 horses, but you don't have wild horses because they're used to being around people. So
I actually do have one Mustang.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Tehote. And she is such, she loves people. So she's the first one who's, you know, nuzzling, smelling people and nuzzling them. But she was, again, truly gentled without any use of force. And it was over her time period.
Right.
So nothing was forced on her. And as a result, she just really, she trusts people and loves them.
Right, yeah. So I know some people have like a rougher way of doing things, and it's so not needed. There's a Peretti system. It's horsemanship.
I actually studied that.
That's excellent.
Yeah, Pirelli.
Yeah. Pirelli,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I studied a few different modalities.
Right, and it just, you know, shows you the right way to do it, and there's no force or anything, and the horse will basically do anything that you want him or her to do. Horses are so intuitive that they will follow and play with you, and it's such a shame when people take a strong arm with them because it's not necessary.
No, it's not, and they're very loving animals. They're very willing. You know, you think about 1,000 or 1,200 pound animal, mm-hmm. you can't force a horse to do anything. You think you can, but it's their willingness and their forgiveness. Quite frankly, they forgive quite easily. There could be some conditioning, but if you allow the horse time to get to know you, and the benefits to the human are just exponential, because your heart rate actually, there's studies on this through HeartMath and even university studies, that actually you will entrain with their energy. They will entrain with yours. To your point earlier, mm-hmm. that horse was calm because you were very calm and the horse entrained with you. And your heart rate variability will start to become coherent with that of the horse.
Wow, yeah, that's actually really good to know. You know, we always hear they're prey animals, and I think that's the most that most of the people who don't work with horses or deal with horses at all, that's all they really know about them. And so they don't really understand the horse's heart.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but we're going to stop for a break now, and we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back with Pam Hunter.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that one in five people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hi, we're back with A Pure Component, and we're here with Pam Hunter, and we're talking about the spirit of the horse. So Pam practices, she trains people with horses, and it's a different type of training. What she does is the same thing as a life coach would do, except it's a different type of modality where you're actually working with horses as well. It's very interesting. And I have to go visit you on your ranch.
Oh, please do. I'd love it.
Yes, I would love to. So can you give us an example? I know that you would keep things confidential, but without saying anyone's name, of someone who came to you for that type of a modality.
Oh, sure. There's so many that pop up. There was one woman who came from a different country and a very, very different culture. It was a patriarchal society, and she came very disempowered, and she was figuring out where she wanted to go. She had a recent split in a relationship with her husband, and she was looking at what would be good for her to do as a next step. And she was very small, very tiny, tiny woman. And I had her in the round pen with my horse, Gracie. And at one point, and she was, again, very, you could see physically that she didn't feel any power in her system, and she was quite broken down. And at one point, I asked her to feel into her solar plexus and her kind of gut, and do some exercises that would make her feel a little more powerful, because it's just really through body language, and that's really what the horses read. And she wasn't able to do that. She wasn't able to actually stand up straight, and her head was down. And Gracie, I've never seen her do this before. She came over, literally, and Gracie's big, put her head over this client's shoulder and pressed her nose into the client's solar plexus. Mm-hmm. And she just held it there. And I was completely blown away. and the client was very emotional. And then she said, I want to play. And she literally was running around that round pen with Gracie. And she now actually did find a job in her area of education, which is finance. And she's on her way now. So
wow, that
wishing
is
her
such
well.
An excellent story. Yeah. So so basically the horse knew. That's why I always say horses are intuitive.
Absolutely.
I always say that. So when you have a client that comes in like that, it's probably like, wow, you know, I have to really figure this out correctly. And the horse just kind of stepped in.
That's the beauty of it. It makes coaching. I love coaching. But it makes the coaching process so much easier and the response quicker, actually, because people can experience, right? They can practice then with a horse. So they identify a limited belief that they may have, and then they have the chance to practice it right there, practice a new way of being with a horse. And the horse is so accommodating, but it's they're reading their the energy, they're reading the client's body language, and they really know what to do. And I'm just asking questions as I observe things and sometimes sharing those observations with the clients.
Right. And then that client actually, because of the horse, you know, funny thing though, but I can see what you do. Just, you know, based on what I do, I can see it. And I understand that what's also happening is your client has a different type of focus also and awareness that comes mm-hmm. through them because of the
yes.
horse. So
yeah.
It's an excellent tool. And, you know, I mean, you know, I don't want to say tool for a horse, but he is a tool as well to have mm-hmm. because that client gets to really find out what their own limited mm-hmm. beliefs are
yep.
because of dealing with the horse. Mm-hmm. That's excellent.
And then just through experiential learning, they can just practice again.
Right.
So a lot of people have issues with boundaries. And the horse will you know, start teaching them, you know, you don't have the boundaries. Okay. You know, I'm going to come really close to you or
right.
I'm going to let you know that you have to stand up a little bit. And they do it and they come out and they're, you know, it happened with me. I mean, I fell in love with coaching in this way because I had a coaching session and with horses. So,
right.
and
yeah.
You know, it can be the first step in truly a lifetime change.
So you yourself had a coaching lesson, and that's how you came to this, and you decided to share with other people and empower other people through the same modality.
Yeah, I had gone to a workshop with my first teacher, Coelle Simpson, and I found her. I had studied coaching with Martha Beck. Coelle was a protege of Martha Beck, and she was an excellent horsewoman. And I went to a workshop, and that first coaching session I had, it was out in Arizona. No, it was out in Central Coast of California. Just blew me away. And just I saw how they treated the horses and how much I learned from that first experience. So I was then really interested in doing this and planned actually to stay at my job for a few more years and then do this full time.
Wow, and that's so great that you brought that here down to the East Coast, because I know that there are many modalities that are popular in the West Coast, and it's almost a miss that we don't have it here. So it's such a good thing that you brought it here to people here. How do people learn about you? Why don't you tell us how people can reach you?
My website is unbridledlifecoaching.com, or they can reach me by text or phone at 908-217-7852. I work out of a farm, as I mentioned, in Ocean County. It's on the Ocean, Burlington, Monmouth County border. It's about an hour from here, and I'm also doing individual sessions right here in Stockton in Hunterdon County.
Okay, great. So people can reach you. I'm glad that you have information for people to reach you. This is really something that people just don't know about. They don't even know it exists.
I want everybody to fall in love with horses, and the more people who fall in love with them will be proactive in trying to save them. You know, too many just wind up in bad situations.
Yeah, so. I understand that. Actually, the horse that I spoke about before, Travis, he was a rescue, and that's how the people who you know, who had him. It was in Blairstown in New Jersey, and they got him as a rescue, and he was just so wild. He wasn't tamed. He wasn't trained. And, you know, for me, I felt like he was very mild-mannered. So what they described to me and what I experienced was so different. So I was glad.
Energy.
Yeah, but, you know, also it just shows, goes to show that he could be tame. He could be, you know, that he didn't need to be wild. And it was his circumstance, not really him.
Yeah. Yeah. All of my horses are rescue horses. They were came out of auctions, and they were in purchase at the auction, so they were in what they call a kill pen. Mm-hmm. And actually, the Mustang that I mentioned, she was actually found being loaded onto a slaughter truck in Pennsylvania going up to Canada, she and two others. And so they were able to be saved through some really, really good people who jumped in and got them freed.
Right, yeah. So also through your modality, I'm sure that some people actually decide to purchase horses themselves.
There actually have been a couple who have, or other, my clients come back and just hang out with me a lot. We just, mm-hmm. you know, I really tell everybody, just come on and hang out, and we'll, you know, it's great for the horses and great for them. And so it's I also think it's really important to build community around this.
Yes.
And again, you know, I just emphasize, I want people to understand who they are, not what they are, because they're truly very deeply emotional, wonderful animals.
Yes, they are. Okay, we're going to break for final commercial, and we'll be back with Pam Hunter.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
Okay, we're back with a pure component, linking spirit and science. And today we're here with Pam Hunter, and we're talking about the spirit of a horse. We're having a great conversation. And Pam, I want to know if you have any final words for our audience.
Just thank you so much for having me on your show. And again, please reach out, even if you just have any questions. If you want to come out and hang out with horses for a day, just reach out to me. And I can introduce you to some of the horses, and we can play with connection.
Great. And then we do have an excellent giveaway. So Pam brought us two certificates. We're going to give one away with the next show. Pam, can you tell us a little bit about that giveaway?
Sure. So I am offering a session, which is a one-on-one session, which is usually 2.5 to 3 hours. And that is worth $200,000.
$200,000.
I wish. Wow. We can buy a lot of horses with $200,000. It's worth $200. Or attend a one-day workshop, which we have a blast at the workshops, also worth $200. And so you really have your choice of attending either a workshop or your friend would get a discount if you want to bring a friend with you as well.
Okay, great. So someone can bring a friend with them, and I'm going to just offer one of them. So in order to know which one you can get, it's going to be offered by tomorrow at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So what's going to happen is this is how it works. I'm going to have three questions. The questions are going to be about the show. And the questions will be answered to an email address. And once that happens, you will be put into a pool, and we're going to have a lottery system where the next guest is going to pick it out of a hat, and you'll be the winner. And then the second prize will end up becoming part of a prize for the giveaway show that we're having later on in the season. So remember to go to facebook.com/apurecomponent. To get the questions and to answer the questions, you will answer the questions. Give us your name. If you may want not to give us your last name, that's fine. You can just give us your middle initial or last initial. And sometimes people give their names. Whatever you give us, that's what will be called out on air when we pick your name out. So just some final words now. Again, before we just end with Pam, I'm just going to ask you to give our audience contact information once more so they know how to contact you, and also the name of the next course that you're having or workshop.
Okay. Again, my contact information is, my email is pam@unbridledlifecoaching.com. The website is unbridledlifecoaching.com. And my number, text or call, is 908-217-7852. And we will be having starting in January, a course with about health. So it's really new year, new you. And we'll start to advertise that in November. And then every other week we have, it's $20, Cathedral of the Horse, and it's kind of spending a morning, and we have great healthy organic snacks and stuff afterwards.
Oh, perfect. That sounds so cool. So how many sessions are those?
We just hold them every other week, and people just come and they can just reserve online, so we know how many good goodies to buy.
Okay, so it's every other week, and it's a winter session class, and it's,
we're probably going to do it in the winter. We'll use the indoor arena if it's cold or inclement weather, or if we have some brave souls to sit out on haystacks in the middle of a paddock. you know, bundled up. I have a friend in Canada who does that, and she said everybody just loves it, so I might experiment with that as well.
Right. Yeah, that sounds like that could be fun. I actually like the winter time. I know some people love the summertime. I'm more of a winter gal myself.
So. Mug of hot coffee or hot chocolate. And, yeah.
Right. Yeah, that should be fun. Yeah. Okay, great. So everybody will know how to contact you. And again, just give them your email address, not your email, your website one more time.
Yes, it's unbridledlifecoaching.com.
Great. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for being here and joining us.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate it, Tori. Thank you.
Okay. And everybody, just remember that today is a National Mental Health Day. So do something for your mental health. If you can do something with a horse, that would be great. You would feel great doing it. You would understand them better and feel their intuitiveness and also how they connect with you and how you connect with them. But anything you can do for yourself right now that's for mental health or someone you know, please go out and do that because it's really important. And for those of you who knew ahead of time and just played hooky from work today, thank you for listening. So just a few final words. So today's show was about a spirit of a horse, and we brought that to you because we wanted to just let people really understand what happens when they're with horses. I think that most people just see horses on television, and they don't really get to know what a horse can do for them. A horse himself is going to be an excellent pet or a connecting animal because they truly are intuitive. They feel what you feel, and then you also get to feel what they feel. It's a different type of pet if you can have one. I think in New Jersey you have to have at least 3 acres, I believe, in most of the towns in New Jersey, but you have to really check with your own town to know what that is. And for you to be able to connect with a horse would be such a gift for yourself because they really do have a different type of energy than any other pet. I mean, for myself, I have cats and dogs myself, and I've grown up with animals all my life. So I know that, you know, animals just really can help even with any type of mental and or even any type of illness at all. They really make you feel different. When you have a dog or a cat and you have even like high blood pressure, just having the dog and stroking the dog helps with that. You know, I wouldn't say to not take your medication. I do listen to your physician on this one, but it's just an added relaxation. And, you know, just practicing relaxation is something that we all want to do and we all think about when we think about ourselves, but we don't take the time to do it. But since today is the day of, I'm just asking everyone to just take a moment and give yourself at least that moment of peace and quiet, and then you'll probably want to do it again and again because just that little moment will reduce a little bit of stress in your life today. Thank you for joining us at A Pure Component, Bridging Science and Spirit, and I'll see you next week.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often...
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The UN Security Council holding an emergency meeting today after Turkey launched an offensive against Kurds in northern Syria. The attack coming right after President Trump pulled U.S. forces out of that region, a move that's drawn condemnation from both parties who say the U.S. is abandoning allies. Thousands have already fled in the face of ground and air attacks. President Trump says of it yesterday,
"Frankly, we're getting a lot of praise from that decision. People are saying, could I sometime bring our people back home?"
About 800,000 electricity customers in Northern California now without power, as utilities say planned blackouts are to prevent wildfires as gusty winds blow across the region. 34 California counties told to prepare, and many do have generators, with local police warning drivers to beware of non-functioning traffic lights. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It's time to get in on the 21st century gold rush. I've been a buyer and collector of gold and precious metals for over 20 years, and the reasons to own it are stronger now than ever before in history. The central banks of the world are on a record buying spree. Shouldn't you be too? Do you think maybe they know something you don't? Prices are up $200 per ounce in just the last 60 days. In the last gold bull market, it took 4 years for gold prices to rise $200 per ounce. This is the beginning of an explosive new 21st century gold rush. Analysts see gold prices rising to between $2,000 and $10,000 per ounce. But who you buy it from may be even more important. Swiss America has been America's most trusted name in gold and silver for over 35 years. Swiss America has bought and sold billions of dollars of precious metals for tens of thousands of clients. You need to know how to capitalize and profit on this next big move. Call Swiss America today and receive a free special report just for my listeners. Call 800-BUY-COIN. That's 800-BUY-COIN. Or 800-289-2646. Or visit online at SwissAmerica.com.
People in the Northern Rockies, Northern Plains, and Upper Great Lakes are bundling up for a potentially historic winter storm, according to forecasters who say it's expected to dump as much as 2 feet of snow across that region over the next few days. Cold temperatures also coming in, with lows dropping to the 20s in some spots this morning. More on the letter the White House sent House Democrats earlier this week, declaring that the Trump administration will not cooperate with the impeachment inquiry. calling it illegitimate without a vote by the full House. The president's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, discussing that letter last night on Fox News.
It lays out about 8 violations of the United States Constitution, about 6 violations of the president's civil rights, my civil rights, Attorney General Barr's civil rights.
Meanwhile, leading House Democrats are calling the administration's refusal to honor their subpoenas evidence of obstruction. Remember, you can find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Friends, the radio listener special is still going on at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one MyPillow premium pillows. Savings on Giza Dreams bed sheets, mattress toppers, go anywhere MyPillows. And, of course, body pillows. If you're a side sleeper, you need that. If you've got a dog you love, they have great dog beds. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits down last week, according to the Labor Department. The report out this morning showing around 210,000 Americans filing initial jobless claims, when analysts were expecting to see around 221,000 new filings. The latest number is 10,000 fewer than the previous week's revised level. The steepest increases in claims in Ohio, Iowa, and Pennsylvania. Biggest drops in California, Kansas, and Florida. Today is World Mental Health Day. It's a day of awareness created in